taking the time to slow down and be mindful will 100% put you on the path to becoming a green consumer.
Welcome, neighbors, to Hometown Earth, the podcast that brings a down-to-earth approach to all of your sustainability questions. I'm your host, Lena Sanford, here on the Believe Network. Here, we believe that everyone can change the world. Do you believe? I'm a Midwest gal with big dreams to discover what it takes to reduce my impact on this beautiful place we call Hometown Earth. Join me every Tuesday as we navigate what actions we can take, big or small, to make a positive impact in your life and the lives of your neighbors on Hometown Earth.
Hello, neighbors. Last week, we talked about our consumer habits and what it is that drives us to make the decisions we do. This week, I wanted to give you a list of actionable ways you can start to become a green consumer, or you could also call it a conscious consumer. Someone who makes decisions based on informed, deliberate actions with the intention to create a more sustainable world versus mindlessly consuming, uninformed, without regard to the consequences. A green consumer asks, is this safe and healthy for my family and me? Is it harming the planet in any way? And what is the impact on society? As with anything, we aren't striving for perfection here. Having the intention to do better behind you means you're on the right track and you can implement what works for you based on your values as you move forward. So hopefully you've already started on the first way to realize what drives you so you can start to stop some of your negative habits in their tracks. Say, for instance, unfollowing people online who constantly share items that have negative consequences on people and the planet, like fast fashion, so you don't feel the need to buy from them. Understanding ourselves and what we value will help lead us into a life where we feel confident about our consumer decisions. And if you haven't listened to last week's episode yet, I highly recommend going back and taking a listen. I challenge you to start paying attention to the big decisions you make and what situation led to them. I'm sure that may have led to more reflection on the products that you buy. And trust me, if you've been a long-time listener, I understand how hard it is to make the best decisions for yourself and the planet regularly. So don't feel guilty if you're still coming up with some consumer habits that you're not happy about. So maybe you choose a few products or services you use and take some time to look at their About Us section of their website and ask yourself those questions. Is this safe for my family and me? Are they harming the planet in any way? And what is their potential impact on society? If you need help trying to figure this out, I love going to sites like Environmental Working Group or EWG, Good On You for fashion, or the Think Dirty app to learn about health and environmental impacts of products. Here's a hint. If they don't mention how they're making a difference, you might want to reconsider. Something that goes hand in hand with this is to look at what's on a product's label. You might not have the time to research everything every time. Still, you can familiarize yourself with harmful chemicals you want to avoid. Know your plastic numbers and what you can and can't recycle or reuse, and keep up with where the product is made so you can make better decisions. The label is there for a reason, to inform the consumer of what went into it. So take the time to read it and choose accordingly. Something that may be included on the website or the label is a certification that says it is certified by a trusted organization to be good for you and the planet. Say, for instance, Energy Star certification, which will tell you how energy efficient something is. USDA organic certified for food, GOTS, or Global Organic Textile Standard, means the textiles have been responsibly grown, manufactured, and labeled, prioritizing the environment and people first, or even Fair Trade Certified for food and clothing. There are tons of certifications out there. If you see one you don't know, look it up. But don't just trust a company that says something is natural or green. So beyond looking at the about page or certifications, you can take a second to consider the company itself and its alternatives. Have you heard about this company in the news for something good or bad? If you did a quick Google search of that company, does another alternative that might be better come up alongside it? One big example I can give here is Amazon. Amazon has consistently been highlighted for not treating its workers right, negatively impacting the environment, taking advantage of small business owners, and more. There are so many Amazon alternatives out there that would be a better choice. For instance, Package Free Shop for personal care and home items, Thrive Market, kind of like a sustainable version of Costco, Made Trade for home products, Libro FM for audiobooks, and I know this is one I'm going to start using, Bookshop.org for physical books, Etsy for pretty much anything else you need, and there is so much more. The good thing about these companies is that not only do they show up with products for the green consumer, but they usually give back in some way or another to help people locally, to a nonprofit organization, to the environment directly, or to use their profit for positive change. I think this is a hard one to implement for a lot of people because Amazon has become king for getting everything cheap and fast. But ask yourself, how can they make it so cheap and fast, and what impact does that have on everything else? One of my favorite hacks to transition into choosing alternatives is to search and find the products you want on Amazon, then look to who the actual seller is, if it's not Amazon, and go to their website and buy from them directly. It usually works out, and the customer service is so much better anyways. Another way to think about this is who you're paying for your utilities and services. We're talking internet, electric, gas, lawn services, and more. Do you know anything about the companies you're giving your money to, or if there are other options out there? Sometimes there really isn't another choice, but I promise most of the time there is. Say, for instance, if you don't have another power provider, maybe you see if there are other options from the state or tax refunds to get solar installed to reduce your impact and invest your money as a green consumer instead. If you remember from episode 62, Rethinking #ShopSmallBusiness, I encourage people to think about not just buying from a small business because it's there, but choosing local small business options that prioritize people and the planet in some way or another. For instance, buying fresh organic turmeric products from the farmer's market or choosing to browse a thrift store over heading straight to a business you know churns out new clothes weekly. And finally, invest consciously. Many people don't see where they choose to keep their money as a consumer habit, but it is one that can significantly impact the planet for better or worse. Your money is an investment into that business holding it, so you need to ask yourself what they are doing with the profit they're making from you. We'll talk about that more in next week's episode on green banking. So for this week's Something to Grow On, I'm going to challenge you again. Start by giving yourself at least 15 seconds to think before hitting buy now, swiping your card, or signing off on something. Ask yourself, why do I want to buy this? Do I really need it? Can I rent or borrow it? Is there a used or pre-loved option out there? Is there a more sustainable alternative available to me? Taking the time to slow down and be mindful will 100% put you on the path to becoming a green consumer. Slow down, ask yourself some of the questions above, and see if you still want to move forward. Choosing to be a green consumer can sometimes be a privilege, but it's one that if we can do, we should do it and share it with others. I'll end with a quote by James Clear. All big things come from small beginnings. The seed of every habit is a single tiny decision. So start planting that seed and see where it grows. Until next time, thanks for joining me, neighbor.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Hometown Earth as much as I did. Let us know by rating and subscribing so you never miss an episode. New episodes drop every week on Tuesday. Head to the show notes, linked in the episode description, for more details. And let us know in the comments what you want to hear next. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Believe.com, and you can find more about the podcast on Instagram at Hometown Earth, or connect with me personally at Lena Saintford. We all know change needs to happen. So let's get started right here at Hometown Earth.